Welcome to Everything is Messy, the podcast. I'm your host, Kellyanne Gorman. I'm someone who loves to create content, products, and services to help others level up in business and in life. I even wrote a book about it, and now I have a store. Everything is Messy is a one-stop shop for women who want it and deserve it all. From personal development to productivity, podcasting and publishing, small business strategies to entrepreneurship, and so much more. Tune in every week to enjoy this one-of-a-kind podcast experience and hear fun, fearless, and focused conversations from myself and my incredible guests, from trending topics to stories of resilience and all things business. And let's not forget about a few of my favorites: mindset, healthy recipes, and organizing tips. These episodes are created to get you to where you want to be right now. The purpose of the show is to motivate you, inspire you, and prove to you that anything is possible if you just put in the work. So grab your favorite notebook and pen, because it's time to get organized and turn those dreams of yours into reality. I'm living proof that manifesting and visualizing and having a never give up attitude work. And now it's my job to help you achieve your goals by doing the same, or just to provide some laughs along the way. I'm so glad you are here. Today's episode starts now. Hello, hello. Happy Monday. As promised, I'm back with a brand new episode, episode number 302. And today I want to share with you my money saving tips for 2022 and also go over what I spent the last quarter of 2021. As you may or may not remember, I was writing every single thing down, the pennies I spent, like to the penny, on anything that wasn't a bill, so I could track my spending, because if I'm about to be bi-coastal, then I'm going to have a little situation if I don't cut some expenses. So I wanted to really see like where I was spending too much money and cut that and then reevaluate. So I wanted to do 90 days. So I did October, November, December, but I also did start, I did start in the beginning of September. So I was, cause I tallied these up yesterday for you guys, but, I did do 4 complete months. So here's the deal. You need to get organized with your money. I'm like the queen of productivity and organization, and it comes hand in hand with money as well. So a couple tips, like straight out of the gate, I want to share is you have to be organized. You have to keep track. I literally wrote down on a piece of paper, and if you need visuals for any of this stuff, it's on my TikTok. That's what I've been doing. That's where the podcast community is now. So there's a lot of Q&As surrounding each episode that are over there, but I literally show you how I did this. So I wrote down on a piece of my journal paper in my notebook, September, October, November, December, and I listed out the days. Every night, I wrote down what I spent. At the end of the month, I then tracked it. And then last night, I actually went through to tally it was right. So then I did like little categories like food, clothes, beauty, healthcare, you know, like not healthcare, like holistic healing stuff, for example, like my Kava, my CBD, like my electrolytes, like all those products. And so, by the way, if you haven't listened to episode 301 all about Kava, go back because I'm obsessed. So you have to write things down. You have to keep track. I have an Excel spreadsheet. If you're interested, it's on everythingismessy.com. It's like $7 and that will help you keep track. I use that and I have used that for years. And so many people were asking me like, how are you so organized? I'm like, I just need to give you what I created. So that's basically why that exists. But you have to have goals and you have to learn how to save and cut expenses as well. So I'm going to give you my tallies for September, October, November, December. And it's really good when you like look at the number. Same thing why I use this Excel spreadsheet, because I want to see my growth, my downloads, the money I'm spending, the money I'm making, and it's all there. So every first of the month, I track everything. So at the end of the year, I look at it and I'm like, oh my God, like, wow, I really grew here. This platform isn't working for me. So that's why it's really good to keep track of everything and be nice and organized. So when I have these categories, like, am I spending too much on Kava at a bar? Should I be buying it at Sprouts? Yes. So that's what I did. I cut expenses. Should I be getting my nails and toes done and my eyebrows waxed all the time? That's about like $200 a month. No, that's a waste of money. I literally painted my own nails for the first time in like 25 years, maybe even longer, with the exception of like doing clear. Last night, I gave myself a mani-pedi, and it almost looks like it was done professionally, but I feel like once I take a shower and, like, rub some oil on my cuticles, it might look like a proper mani, But I'm so fucking proud of myself because I sat down and I was like, this is saving me $200. This is saving me $200. Relax and just learn how to paint your nails. You're 43 years old. So that's what I fucking did. My toes, on the other hand, all my friends make fun of me because I paint my toes and just like move on. And then when I'm in the shower, hopefully it comes off the skin around the toe. And then it actually looks like a proper pedicure. That usually takes 1 or 2 days, but I talk with my hands. So when I film, like nobody needs to see like white out nails. So I did white with glitter. And this is usually what I get, gel. And then my pedi, I usually just get regular polish to match. But I fucking did this shit all by myself. I'm going to post the video on my TikTok. I should have done like a whole journey of it, but it's definitely not something you want to look at. I sent a picture to my best friend last night and she's like, that scares me. I'm like, make sure you zoom in to see the full artwork. Anyway, I know that there is this kit and they have it at Target now. It's called Olive and June. I believe it's vegan too. And it's like $100 and it helps you do the other hand, like whatever their brush is. I think it has a patent on it and everything, but it helps you really paint your other hand properly. So maybe I wouldn't have had this issue, but I'm proud of myself. So anyway, cut it. The whole point of that fun story is I had to cut my nails, toes, and brows. And I've been trying to grow my brows out forever. So like no one's allowed to touch them. Because have you ever gotten your eyebrows waxed and you're like, I'm growing them out. I want them thicker. And then all of a sudden they go back to the original thin. And you're like, this shit took me 5 months. That happened last time. And that was months ago. I have not had my brows waxed in at least 6 months. I cut them. I shaped them. I shave them. I do everything but waxing, but I'm like, no one's touching my brows. I'm thinking about maybe in February though, because I'm not into the whole microblading thing. Like I just don't want that pain or the darkness. Like, I don't know. But then my friend that cuts my hair here in San Diego, not the one that colors it in LA, which I'll get to in a minute, but she told me about henna and I was like, ooh, that's intriguing. And she's like, it's better because you can get used to it and it'll like wear off. So that's my next step. But the whole point of this is that I cut expenses. So let's go into how much I spent. So I'm single. I like to go out. I don't buy clothes. When did I even buy the last pieces of clothing? I don't even know. But I want to be a minimalist. I have another friend. She's like, oh, I got these on sale. I'm like, it's great. Like, even if they were free, I don't want them. I only want like one of everything. Like I wear athleisure every single day and I wear the same pants every single day because I bought 7 pairs. Actually, I have 10, but they were $12 and they're compression and I live in them. I have ones I work out in. I have ones I go out in. My shoes, I have a variety of different sneakers, like one for each moment, right? So I don't want an abundance of shit because in June, when I move from where I am, and then in August, when I'm in the city, I need to like divide and conquer. Like I don't need any extra shit that like just no longer serves me and takes up space. And I don't want it. I want to be a minimalist and that's it, period. So that helps in the clothing department, but what I was spending money on was what this number that's tallied was. Happy hour, food, going out, like all the beauty stuff, all the workout stuff. And it did not include bills, like business expenses, rent, like all that fun stuff. Like this is just spending money, period. So in September, I spent $1,600. October, I spent $1,200. I dropped it by $4. November, now we get into the holiday season, so that was kind of tricky. But what I did say to everybody, especially with my friends that have kids, I was like, no one's getting a toy. I've spent so much money on toys in the past that they literally break, and I'm like, that thing, that robot was $60, and I'm like pissed about it. And I'm like, I'm paying for experiences. So we're gonna have field trips. So I take my friends' kids on field trips, and we can remember the experience because I document the whole thing. But I'm no longer buying toys, so that actually saved me a lot of money. So I saved $400 from September, October by doing this, writing everything down. November, I spent $1,167. So I saved a couple. December, I spent $1,890. That was a lot because I did travel and the holidays and I did have the experiences and things like that. So that actually involved holiday pricing and more alcohol, more food. So that kind of is the reason why. And I got my nails done more because it was the holidays. So that's why I know that figure went up. So I'm tracking it again this month. But as I mentioned earlier, you want to write everything down. You want an Excel spreadsheet, you want a notebook piece of paper, however it works best for you and your goals and how you want to save, you literally need to write the shit down. So while I'm looking at what I spent, I'm like, okay, how can I cut back? Rowing was really expensive. Now I joined a gym that's $50 less a month, which is nuts. And I was getting a huge deal on the rowing anyway. But what I was really interested in is the sauna. Saunas are so good to help detox you. They help with your sleep. All last week, the week before, I had crazy insomnia, which is such a pain in the ass when you like to wake up early. You're like, well, it's 3, I might as well stay up. It's great for your immune system and with stress, and that just like fucking checks all the boxes. So I just need to live my best sauna life. So I'm actually going to create a sauna series 7 days long starting today while I'm at the gym so I can see like how I feel 7 days straight. And if you are used to that heat, then you can definitely do it like 10, 15 minutes a day. I wouldn't recommend going over 30. I have done longer than 30, and you definitely need some water after that and during it. That's a long stretch, but 10 to 15 minutes every day, if you're used to it, if you can take the heat, I feel like you're good to go. So I'll definitely do a whole recap on that on like another healing episode. But I cut my expenses in 2022 with the gym, so I'm paying $50 less. My expenses, I'm paying $50 less. My nails, my toes, and brows, now that you heard that whole saga, I'm saving almost like $200 a month, because the nails and toes, if I get a mani-pedi, it's like $80 and then you have to tip. Well, it's like 36 a piece. So then with the brows, it's 12 and tip. So like if you round it up, it's like $200. That is too much money. So like who the fuck is looking at my toes right now? You know what I mean? So I just do them myself. My rent is about to increase like triple because I'm going to have 2 places. That is going to be a huge adjustment. And my goal of before I become bi-coastal again is I cannot be in the city unless my car is paid off and my mouth is paid off. So if you're new here, I had to get my whole mouth redone because of chemo. Long story. Go back to all those previous episodes if you're interested in that. But I had to get my whole mouth redone and that was $20,000. So I literally, I feel like I'm going to sneeze. Nope, maybe not. I literally have a car payment. Like I'm paying for, I'm paying $350 a month. I'm trying to think like what car payment would be $350, but I'm paying $350 a month for my fucking mouth. That is not even my fault. So I have another $5,000 if they take the 20% off. And then with my car, I wanted to have my car paid off in 1 year, 2 years max. So if I paid off before, by June, I'll have paid my car off in full in 1 year and 2 months, 15 months. So that's amazing. And then I won't have a car payment. So that's about like $15,000. So I need to get rid of, and I have no debt. So that's the only thing that I need to pay off before I become bi-coastal. And then I won't have like those monthly payments of, that's $600. That's a lot of money. So I won't be paying $600 every month. So that will make my triple rent increase a lot easier to navigate through and not stress out about. So that's that. So I also want you to know that if, you know, it's mid-January, if you're late to the organization and like getting your shit together party, it's fine. Because I'm still reorganizing stuff in my life. Everybody has these like high expectations, like January 1st, I'm going to start my fucking diet. January 1st, like I'm going to do all these things. I took the whole week of January off because I went so hard. The last quarter was my first holiday season with an e-commerce store. I was writing, I was producing, I was filming, I was recording. Like I went so hard. And then I went to Vegas for the new year and I brought half my office with me because I needed it to do like my end of month, my end of year. And then when I came back, so this is going to be my new ritual, like take, and I've done it a couple other times a few years ago, and I just need to take the first week of January off so I can just like chill and fucking relax, like welcome in the damn new year, like a new year. Like, what do I really want to do? You know, a lot of those things changed in a week, actually, once I was in Vegas and I'm like, I don't think I'm going to do that this week, or I think I'm going to do that. You know, I have a lot of goals and I have a lot of deadlines. And if you haven't heard episode 300, one of them is my audiobook is coming out March 1st, 2022. So many people have been asking me for an audiobook. I'm like, you can literally read Everything is Messy in less than 2 hours. They're like, I just want an audiobook. So because of the amount of people asking, I'm like, fuck it. I'm going to have to record an audiobook. And it's going to be available on a site. And I'm so excited. And so I'm finalizing all of that fun stuff. So that's one of my big deadlines I have. But going back to what I just said, like, it's not too late to get organized and figure out like what you want to do, because now it's mid-January. Like, just start now. I didn't go to the gym January 1st. Like, I'm not the type of person like, I'm going to lose weight January 1st. No, I'm not. January 1st, I slept 3 hours. I produced and recorded my 300th episode. I took the whole day off. I work like 5-6 hours in the morning, and then I hung out with my friends and their kids, and it was so fun. And then I, like I said, I took the first week off. I just needed to like fucking relax, to be dead honest with you. And then I thought I had COVID. I got like a weird sickness, but it wasn't COVID. You know, like so many people are getting that. Anyway, so if you are like me and you're like, I just want to set up a few more goals. I know I'm sure of what I want, and I have everything color-coded all over my office wall, and I'm very strategic with that. So if you need help getting organized or learn how to be more productive, all you need to do is leave a review for this show, and then you get 15 minutes free coaching. That was another announcement made on episode 300. But I also want to share a couple other episodes with you that will definitely help you get organized and level up. It's not too late. Like, even if you want to just start February 1st or March 1st, like, who's telling you there's a deadline? No one needs to tell you there's a deadline. Your deadline is created by you, and you do whatever you want in the way that you feel best about it. Okay? Okay. So episode 297 is all about how you can organize, get organized, and level up in your business and life. So I'm sharing lots of tips and tricks there. And again, all these episodes have visuals over on my TikTok. So make sure we're connected so that you can see all of those. And then episode 298 is how you get super focused and how writing everything down. I mean, I literally just told you how I captured all these numbers. Writing it down helps, whether it's in a Google Doc, an Excel doc, in a notebook. I do it all different ways. Find the way that works best for you. And writing things down in your journal, especially when you want to manifest shit, you write it down, you visualize it over and over and over and over again, and it will happen. I promise. My whole life, that's what happened. So episode 299 is how you can pursue your passions. And that is how that is why I talked about, if you have a dream, if you want something to happen, it is possible if you have $0, because I just turned my podcast into a globally syndicated show. This is over the course of 5 years, not just, and into a full-blown production company. So that I had $0. I had $1.17 expense. That was for my .com with GoDaddy using a new email. That was my expense. So if you, I know a lot of things have big investments, like an investment period, but just to get the ideas going, you have to be really creative. Fiverr is what I use to hire my whole teams for book launches, for graphics, for projects I'm working on. When I launched my book, I think I had a team of 7 or 8 for the whole entire launch. And that is a lot less expensive if you use a code that I have on my site for Fiverr. So if you're like, shit, I only have like $100. Like, what can I do with this $100? Like, you've got to be crafty. You've got to be really creative. But if you don't have it and you need to wait, that's also okay. There's a lot of things I still want to do and I don't have a budget for right now. And I'm like, okay, this is going on this to-do list. I have a list. I write everything down because I know it's still going to happen. So don't get overwhelmed. Don't get discouraged. Don't get stressed out, because it's going to happen. If you just keep writing it down and visualizing, it will happen. That's exactly how I got back to San Diego, because I did just that. And if you're not familiar with that story, then I suggest you read Everything is Messy. Also, it's free if you sign up for my newsletter on everythingismessy.com. Now, again, all the visuals are on TikTok. So go back, listen to episode 297, 8, and 9. Those will give you all my favorite tips and tricks on how to get organized, how to be productive. And again, if you want to get on a call with me for free, me for free, 15 minutes. All you need to do is leave a review for this podcast on Apple Podcasts. Now, if you want to be really good with your money and invest in some things, you know, I'm researching a lot of things currently, like Roth IRAs, like NFTs, Bitcoin. Like, I'm really intrigued by that world. I know nothing about it. So I literally just watched TikToks of these geniuses that like knew nothing either and then turned it into this like insane wealth. So that's really intriguing to me. And that's what I want to learn a lot more of about this year. But if you need to save money when it comes to business, things in your life, I just want to remind you that I'm working with a lot of brands this year and I have codes for so many things for you to save money. But first, I want to share how I was so organized with my receipts and tracking everything that I spent money on is my Fetch Rewards app. I'm obsessed with this app. All you need to do is download it. You take a picture of your receipt when you go shopping and it tracks it. You get points. Those points tally up. You buy yourself a gift card using those points. That's it. But say you're like, I know I went to CVS like on the 19th of December. You can actually track that receipt, like look to see what how much money you spent. And during the holidays, they had like so many promos. But I think I'm over 30,000 points now. I've been using it for like a year and a half. And obviously, like not all receipts like you keep. And I'm like, damn, I'd be like at 50,000 points. But either way, I think I'm at like a $30 gift card for somewhere now. And you can also donate that money too. So I'm obsessed with the Fetch Rewards app. I talk about it all the time. If you want to get 2,000 points just to start, you just need to use my code. All of these links will be in the show notes, and it's just under the brand deals page on my website. And when I say about when I was talking, well, no, I didn't mention anything about this, but I have on a lot of other shows about my credit. My problem was I didn't have any credit, so I needed to build credit. So that's when I got a car. That's when I opened loans. That's when I got credit cards and all of this. And this is like in the height of the pandemic. And I use Self Credit Builder. The good thing about Self Credit Builder is that it's like a double dose of increasing your credit. So you're paying $25 a month into a loan. It's $500 or $600. So now on your credit report, it's going to show that you're paying into a loan every month on time. But then once you pay, I think $100 or $200, they give you a card where you can use those funds. But now you've just opened another door of revolving credit. So now it's like you're double dipping in a way to increase your credit. I've done a lot of episodes on how credit works with Equifax, Experian, TransUnion. And I was coaching some clients on it because I just became really good at figuring that shit out. So I'm like, let me help you. So scroll back. There's a bunch of episodes on that. I'd say late 2020, maybe I did them. Early 2021, maybe. But that really improved my credit score and it did it fast, like 300-400 points. Like it was so good. And so if you need something like that, then I would highly suggest using Self Credit Builder. Again, all the links will be in the show notes. Now, when it comes to business and productivity tools, who you need to hire, delivery services, like everything I use for my business and in my personal life that saves me money, and the brands that I love, that's where you can find all that info that will actually save you money. So check out the brand deals page. But I just wanted to remind you of that because I'm all about saving money this year. So if I can help you save too, I mean, that's a win-win. So speaking of money, there's three books right now. One I've already read in full. These are all on my Amazon store, by the way. Rich as Fuck by Amanda Francis. Rich Bitch by Nicole Lappin. I'm like halfway through. Rich as Fuck, I've already completed. Get Good with Money by Tiffany, I think you say it, Alice. She's known as the Budget Nista on the gram, on Instagram. But I'm reading those. My goal this year is to read one book a month. And for somebody that's constantly writing and recording and producing and listening to voices and like doing all the writing, and it's hard to incorporate something else, but I'm into this money vibe. So I'm going to continuously, well, I've been trying to finish these two books forever. So I need to finish them this month and then next month. And then hopefully Nicole Lappin will come on and share. She has a new book coming out, Miss Independent, I believe it's called. Anyway, hopefully she'll come on the show soon because she's a genius when it comes to money and her personality. She's just like the real deal, you know, like me. Like you can just tell, like, we're not fake. We give you the, like, the real, the raw, the ugly, like, just tell you how it is. And I've learned a lot from her about money. So I would love to have her on. But those are the books I'm reading. And then if you're looking in to donating or funding or investing, something like that, I can tell you one company that you need to learn about right now. If you scroll back to the last episode, in the very, very beginning, I share more. But Cosmic Media is an app builder for female founders. And right now they have a page on iFundWomen where you can help fund them. And it's something that you really want to read. So please go back and listen to that. It's in the very beginning of episode 301. So you can get more information. I will also link that in the notes. And I don't know why I'm having a hard time breathing. I know I've been like so many times and I'm talking so fast, but what else do I want to share? I think that's it. If you're looking for a one-stop shop for your business, like expenses, invoices, emails, like all those monthly fees that you're paying, that's like getting to be so annoying. I'm an affiliate for HoneyBook now and I use them now as well. And I think the code gives you $200 off if I'm right, and that's a steal. So go check that out if you're looking for that kind of software for if you're a coach, if you're providing services, you need to deal with clients and have all of those things incorporated into your business. HoneyBook is a one-stop shop, so please go check that out. But I think that's it. If you are interested in getting a 15-minute call for me, with me, from me, I don't know why I can't speak properly and why this breathe, like, I feel like, do I have anxiety right now? What is happening? Anyway, what did I just say to you? Now I forgot. Anyway, maybe I need to finish drinking my super coffee. Maybe that's my problem. But if you want to have a 15-minute conversation with me for free, again, all you need to do, that's what I was saying. Oh my God. All you need to do is leave a review for me and the show. Let me know what you love. Let me know who you want to hear from because guests are coming on in February. Finally. I'm so excited. To share these incredible stories of my guests with you guys. And all you need to do again is leave a review for Apple Podcasts for the show. And then you're in. You're in. 15 minutes on a call with me. Now, if you finish this episode, if you're still here, I talk very fast. So if you're into picking somebody's brain, that's exactly the amount of time you're going to need, especially for me. I can tell you a lot in 15 minutes. Anyway, that's it. I hope you're having a wonderful Monday. I hope that these tips helped. Tag me, screenshot, tag me, let me know. I'd love to see if you're using the Excel spreadsheet I created, if you're reading my book, if you're listening to the show. And again, all the visuals and the community is now on my TikTok. So if we're not connected, you can find me at Kellyanne Gorman Official. The link is in the show notes. But again, hope this was informative. Hope you enjoyed the show. And I'm just keeping it real. So I need to save a lot more money over the next 5 months, that's for sure. Nails and Toes by Kelly is happening. It could be just clear for the next 5 months, but we'll see. Anyway, have a great week.
Thanks so much for tuning in to Everything is Messy, the podcast. If you enjoyed what you heard today, I would love to know. Just leave me a review on the app or website you're listening on. To learn more about myself, join the community, read my book, or shop the collection, visit everythingismessy.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up to receive my weekly newsletter so you get all my announcements first. For all the behind the scenes and day-to-day content, follow along on Instagram at Kellyanne Gorman Official and Everything is Messy Collection. Links are in the show notes. If you have a product, brand, story, or service you would like to share, send me a message on everythingismessy.com today. As always, thanks for listening, sharing, and reviewing. It truly means the world to me. Wishing you a happy, healthy, positive, and productive day, and I'll talk to you again soon. Everything is Messy is produced and syndicated under A Million Dreams Publishing. For more information on how you can launch your own book, podcast, or digital series, visit amilliondreamspublishing.com.